Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing us back. He's still rocking after all these years. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. It's 17 till. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. We're talking about something very important, something that you need to take into consideration. John, as you know, is the author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. His blog, which I encourage you to check out, you will thank me later, awakeat2o'clock.com, which how intuitive is that? I know you're getting it, right? You understand. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the immortal business. I know businesses, when I heard what you wanted to talk about, I thought back on a number of immortal businesses that I know. Some of them I actually helped, like you. I helped them be immortal. I helped them transition. Once upon a time, I helped them sell, or I helped them transition to other stakeholders like children. And the ones that I have seen that have been the most immortal have had two things going for them. Number one, they were good managers, and they made sure they were lucky enough in some ways. They were lucky that they had good children that could take over, or they say in some cases they just wind up with good employees who could buy them out.
No, that's true. And when you say good managers, I think what you mean is good management developers.
Well, that, but they also understood the financial part. You know, they knew they kept good records. They
sure.
You know, Blasingame's razors, buy low, sell high, keep good records.
Right.
So they did all that. You and I both know a lot of people out there who can keep their business alive as long as it's them, but they're doing it with such baling wire and duct tape, they couldn't possibly hand it off to somebody.
Yeah, but it's also the decision making part of it. You know, I did a family type council a few months back, and the dad brought his two sons, who are running portions of the business and are supposed to be taking it over in a couple of years, and I deliberately asked the sons pointedly questions. I said, you know, Bob, what do you think about? Charlie, what do you think about? And before they answered, and they're in their late 30s, early 40s. I mean, these aren't kids.
Mm-hmm.
And before they answered, they would stop and look at Dad to see if there was a signal on how they should answer. And I said, this company's got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if nobody's going to make a decision without checking off with Dad.
Right.
Then how are they going to run a business? Because mm-hmm. what we see in second-generation owners so often, Jim, and you've seen it too, is they were raised under the axiom, don't screw with this. I built it for you. I know what I'm doing. Run it exactly the way I do, and you'll be okay. And that's not true.
Mm.
Everything changes. And the dad leaves or the mom leaves and the child is left to run the business and they lose a big customer or there's a major change in the marketplace or a vendor changes mm-hmm. and they're deer in the headlights.
Well, you know, John, all of us founders are control freaks, right? I mean, we think we have a better idea. I mean, I would say it'd be hard for me to imagine a true founder of a business that could dig it out of the dirt and you know, and against all odds, and make it and grow it into something that's you know that's worth something.
Sure.
Is who's not a control freak?
Sure.
But the question is, there's one other element that makes that dangerous, and that's the ego, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've had four or five partners over the years, and there's a couple I still actually speak to. but you know, after I went through about the fifth one, I stopped saying, you know, I wish I could find a good partner, and realized that the problem was I don't work and play well with others.
Right.
You know, it's my fault. You know.
Yeah, no, it's true. But you know, if your ego, it's okay to be a control freak, but at some point in time, you got to look at reality and say, okay, time and tide is not in my favor.
Right.
I'm going to shuffle off this mortal coil one day. I'm going to go out of this business feet first or head first. Why don't I make it orderly? And that means I deal with reality. I back my ego off a little bit and say, okay, I don't have to make all these decisions. And the more I learn how to do that, the happier we'll all be one day.
Absolutely. As we say in planning, you know, sooner or later you're going to leave. You could let it be a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, delegating, this is why I think my quest, I'm on a quest, John, you have been too over the years, helping small business owners understand the power of being the CEO. Because you cannot be an effective CEO if you don't learn how to delegate. And in the delegation is the fighting back of that ego, isn't it?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I don't know if you got to look at Wake at 2 o'clock yesterday, but it's titled the CEO job description.
Yeah.
And I'm talking exactly about that, about your obligation to not be doing everything in the business, preferably not be doing anything in the business except communicating the vision to the employees.
Right. Ultimately, that's your goal, folks. And that's when it's not a very big step to step out one day. Quick break. Awakeat2o'clock.com is the blog, John's blog. I know you're going to go there now, but don't go there yet. We still got some more to come with our good friend John Deany after this break. Stay with us. Feeling like I ought
to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.